Okay, let's pray, and then we'll read the Bible, and then we will talk about what we're doing here, why we're here, and what baptism is all about. Okay, let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have to serve you today. Thank you for this venue. Thank you for this place. I pray, Father, that we would pay attention to the Word of God and the Holy Spirit of God would do a work in our hearts. We pray your blessing upon each baptismal candidate, Lord. And we pray, Father, your hand of blessing upon each and every guest and visitor that's here to witness this special occasion. And we dedicate our day to you, this special service, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, so Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. Matthew 3, 1 to 6, ang sabi ng Bible. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse number 3, Matthew 3, 3. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and leather girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out him to Jerusalem and all Judea and all the regions round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. And so, ito yung binasa natin, ay yung salaysay tungkol sa unang baptism ng bagong tipan. Ginamit ng Diyos si Juan na Baptist, John the Baptist, upang i-identify niya ang tupa ng Diyos at yung Messiah ng Israel. Tinupad ni Juan ang mga propesya ng lumang tipan hinggil sa tinig ng isang sumisigaw sa ilang, according to Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 3. Kung titingnan mo yung Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 3, let's go over there. We find that John the Baptist fulfills the prophecy concerning the voice in the wilderness. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3, the Bible says, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. So, ginamit ng Diyos si John the Baptist. At mababasa rin natin yung prophecy ni John the Baptist, hindi lang sa Isaiah, pati rin sa Malakay, yung pinakahuling libro ng Old Testament. Malakay chapter 3, verse number 1. Ang sabi ng Malakay 3:1, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord, whom ye seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. So, yung messenger na nag-prepare ng way of the Lord, yung po si John the Baptist. Siya ang tagapagbando, o yung forerunner. Siya yung tagapagbalita o yung herald. It was his responsibility to prepare the way of the Lord. So, siya ay tinawag na Baptist kasi siya ang nagsimula ng magbaptismo ng mga disipulo o yung tagasunod o yung mga alagad ng Panginoon. Sa occasion na ito, sa Bagong Tipan, makikita natin ang ilang mga aralin patungkol sa biblical na ordinance o yung utos ng Panginoon patungkol sa baptism. So, bakit tayo nagpabaptize? Bakit merong baptismal service? Una, ang mga kandidato ng baptism ay dapat nagsisi na sila. Nagbagong buhay na sila. Na tagpuan nila ang Panginoong Hesukristo, tinanggap nila siya bilang Diyos, Panginoon at tagapagligtas, at sila ay nagsisi na, bago na ang buhay nila. Alright? So, tingnan mo ang Matthew chapter 3, verse number 2. Matthew chapter 3, verse number 2 explains that the candidates for baptism are those who have repented. So if you have not repented, then you're not a candidate for baptism. All right? Matthew chapter 3, verse number 2, the Bible says, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So repent ye. Kayong mga gusto magpabaptize, dapat magsisi na kayo. So, salamat na lang sa Diyos, meron naman kayong testimony ng pagsisisi na. Alright? You've already repented of sin. Ang pagsisisi ay ang pag-iwan ng kasalanan at maling paniniwala. Ito ay ang pagliko mula sa kasalanan at pagharap sa Panginoong Jesus. Hindi pwedeng i-baptize ang hindi nagsisisi at sumasampalataya kay Kristo lamang. Dalawa ang bahagi ng kaligtasan. pagsisisi ng kasalanan at pananampalataya kay Kristo lamang. So, walang naging Kristiyano sapagkat sinilang silang Kristiyano. Tingnan mo yung verse 7, Matthew 3 verse 7. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees came to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? So, hindi pwedeng i-baptize ang nagsasabi, Kristiyano ko nung pa sinilang ako. Hindi pwede. Kailangan dumating ka sa point na nagsisi ka sa kasalanan at tumanggap ka sa Panginoong Hesukristo. Alright? Yun ang pagiging Kristiyano. Now, walang naging Kristiyano dahil sila ay sa kanilang mabubuting gawa. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, For by grace are ye saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. So hindi ka pwedeng magmalaki na ligtas ka dahil sa gawa. Tayo ay ligtas dahil sa grasya ng Panginoon. Kabutihan ng Panginoon. Alright? At ang mga kandidato natin ngayon ay mayroong patutuo sa kanilang buhay na sumasang-ayon sa salita ng Diyos patungkol sa Kristyanismo. So masasabi natin yan sa apat sa na nagpapabaptize ngayon. They have a testimony of Christianity prior to baptism. So, baptism implies save and obedient. Yun ang punto ng baptism. So pangalawa, ang paraan ng pagbabautismo. Look at verse number 5. Matthew chapter 3 verse 5. Secondly, look at the mode of baptism, the way people are baptized. And look at verse number 5. Then went out him to Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region around about Jordan. So yung palang pinuntahan siya ng mga maraming tao galing sa iba't ibang dako. Pumunta sila doon sa may ilog ng Jordan, sa may maraming tubig. Bakit? Kasi ang ilog ng Jordan ay ginamit nila para sa kanilang pagbabautismo. So kailangan ng katawan ng tubig pag may baptism. Hindi pwede yung wisik-wisik lang, hindi pwede yung pagbubuhos lang. Meron namang salita sa Bible, pangwisik at saka pangbuhos at panglubog. At pagdating sa baptism, palaging ginagamit ang salitang panglubog. So dapat ilulubog kayo sa tubig. Pero hindi naman matagal, isang segundo lang. Pero nagpapatunay, nagpapakita na ako ay namatay kay Kristo, ako ay babangon kasama ng Panginoon. At ang buhay na lalakaran ko ngayon ay bagong buhay. Larawan ang baptism. Yun ang dinararawan ng baptism. Now, ang paraan dapat paglubog. So hindi sapat ang wisik at pagbuhos. Tingnan mo ang verse 16, Matthew 3 verse 16. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. So, siya ay pumasok, linubog, at lumabas sa tubig. So, kaya tayo ay nanglulubog sa baptism, ginagaya natin ang picture na nakikita natin sa New Testament. Ang paglubog ay larawan ng Ebanghelyo. Si Kristo ay namatay, nilibing, at muling nabuhay. At ganyan po lahat ng Kristiyano na sumasang-ayon sa Panginoon. Panginoon, ako ay namatay na sa aking sarili, nilibing kong nakaraan, at ako ay babangon na kasama ka sa bagong buhay. So, it's a picture of salvation. It's not salvation, but it's a picture of the gospel. Jesus was buried, he died, he was buried, and he rose again. And so, we immerse to show the picture. Now, meron ba kayo nakitang nilibing na winisik lang ng lupa? Hindi. Sapat na ba yung itapon ng lupa sa kanila? Ng konting lupa lang? Hindi pwede. Pag nilibing, talagang libing. So, kailangan immersion talaga ang mode of baptism. Alright? Tapos, sinasabi nyo, pag akyat nyo na ng baptism, bagong buhay, bagong practices na sa buhay nyo. Masasabi mo ito, ako ay alagad ng Diyos. Ako ay alagad ni Kristo. Bago ako nagpabaptize, Kristiyano ka, pero hindi mo masasabi na follower ka. Kasi hindi ka nag-follow. Ngayon, masasabi mo, I am a Christian follower of Jesus Christ. Kasi nag-submit ka na sa baptism. ordinance of baptism. Pangatlo, ang pagbabautismo ng mga anak ng Diyos ay kalugod-lugod sa Diyos Ama at sa Diyos Espiritu Santo. So yung buong Trinity kasama pag nagpabaptize ka. Tingnan mo ang Matthew chapter 3, verse number 16. Matthew 3:16. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened and unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God, yan ang Holy Spirit, descending like a dove and lighting upon him, and lo, a voice from heaven, yun ang Diyos Ama, the voice from heaven, saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. So kalugod-lugod sa Diyos Ama, nandun ang Diyos Anak, nasa tubig, ng Diyos Espiritu Santo, siya ay bumaba na parang parang dove. Ano yung dove sa Tagalog?
Kalapati.
Parang kalapati, no? Tapos yung voice nang gagaling sa Diyos Ama. So yung Trinity nandyan. Masasabi natin na tayo, maliit lang ang samahan natin, pero kasama natin ang Ama, ang Anak, at ang Espiritu Santo. And that's a wonderful thing. Si Jesus ay hindi nararapat na magsisi, pero siya ay nagpabautismo bilang halimbawa para sa atin. Look at Matthew chapter 3, verse 15. Matthew 3:15. And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. So, hinayaan ni John the Baptist na ibaptize si Jesus. Hindi dahil sa kailangan niya magsisi, kundi halimbawa siya para sa ating mga Kristiyano na gawin natin sa ating buhay. Ano yon? Na magpa-identify tayo na tayo ay Kristiyano. Na tayo ay alagad ng Panginoong Jesucristo. So, ang layunin ng Diyos ay lahat dapat maligtas at lahat ng ligtas ay dapat magpabautismo. At lahat ng mga nagpabautismo dapat sumali sa church. Yun ang pattern ng Panginoon. Tingnan mo ang Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. We see a pattern in the New Testament of what God expects from everyone. First, God wants everyone saved. And then, God wants every saved person baptized. And then, God wants every baptized to join the church. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Sabi ng Bible, ito. And they that gladly received His word, yun ang saved, were baptized. And the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. So yung pattern talaga ng New Testament, saved, baptized, added to the church. So yun ang pattern na makikita mo. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 18, mababasa mo doon. Matthew chapter 28. Verse 19 and 20, yung Great Commission. Go, teach, baptize, teach. Yun ang pattern. So, malaking blessing ang occasion na ito for our baptismal service. At masasabi natin yung apat na mababaptize ay merong testimony na sila ay dati, hindi nila alam ang patungkol sa Panginoon at kaligtasan. Ngayon, alam na nila at ngayon, gusto nilang sumunod sa Panginoon. Sila ay makikilala na natin bilang alagad ni Kristo Jesus. All right, let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you, God, for today. Lord, we ask that you would bless and help us, Lord, to really celebrate this day as a special day where Christians decide to follow you in obedience to baptism, and that they would be added to the church. Father, I pray your hand of blessing upon this family and upon our church family. And Lord, I ask that you would be glorified today, that we would follow your word in obedience to your word, and that Jesus would be lifted up and glorified today. We thank you, Lord, and love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.